Today's daf is Chulin daf Tzadi Beis. We left off on daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis at Vayomer Shalcheni Ki Ola Hashachar. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of the Daf Yomi shir. We thank him very, very much for the sponsorship. And if anyone would like to sponsor a Daf Yomi shir, the email address is dafsponsor@bknw.org. It is so very much appreciated. So we are holding on the again on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, and we're going to discuss now three different ways that the Jewish people are even greater than the Malach. And of course that comes up in the context of what we were talking about yesterday, of Yaakov's battle with the Malach, which comes up in the context of Gilad Asha, because that's where the Yisr of Gilad Asha began. And then the Gemara is going to tell us about a dream that the Sarah Mashkim had by Paro, and it's going to have eight different explanations of the symbolism, the meaning of the grapevine and the different elements of the grapevine that appear in that dream. The Gemara is then going to tell us a little bit about the importance of Amei Haaretz, that they should be, that it's important that we have them and that we care for them and pray for them. And then the Gemara is going to elaborate on a pasuk in Sefer Hosea that describes Hashem's acquisition of Klal Yisrael, that Hashem in some way acquires or purchases Klal Yisrael, and it describes like very detailed amounts for which Hashem purchased Klal Yisrael. So what's that exactly about? We're also got then on Amud Beis, we can get back to the halachic discussions after a whole. So we're going to talk about why there is no Gidan Asha by a bird. We're going to explain the phrase that v'chelbo mutter, that appears in the Mishnah. The chelv of what is mutter? Is that a machlokas? Does everyone agree to that? And what does it even mean? And then we're going to talk about which part of the gid is aser, and that's going to lead to a discussion of different fats that appear on different organs and what their status might be. So let's begin again on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. So we left off Vayomer Shalcheni Ki Ola Hashachar, about 10 lines before the lines get wide. Vayomer Shalcheni Ki Ola Hashachar. So the Malach says, send me away at the end of the battle with Yaakov. So Amlo, Ganavata Ukvusta Shemisari Minashachar. So Yaakov says to the Malach, what are you, a Ganav? Are you a kidnapper that you're afraid of the light? You're afraid of daytime that someone's gonna catch you? Amlo, Malachani, Umyom Shinvresi Lo Yez Mani Lo Mashira Adakshav. That no, I am a Malach, but from the day that I was created, this is my first chance ever to be able to say Shira, so I really need to go because this is my day of Shira. Apparently Yaakov was unaware that he was a Malach, that it was, we said yesterday, different possibilities of what he was Nidmila, what he appeared to him as. Did he appear to him as a Talmud Chacham? So apparently it was like an Ovik Chavim who was Nidmila. That's what the Gemara had said, one of the possibilities. The Raya is from this conversation, because the Malach said, Shalcheni, L'chora, why does he have to say Ki Ola Hashachar? So it must be that when he said Shalcheni, that was Dafka K'shala Hashachar, because Yavakish Imo Adalos Hashachar would be obvious that it was Ki Ola Hashachar. So why does he have to say that? So Yaakov says, why? That's where the Gemara figures out this whole conversation. That now the Achronim are bothered why it is that Dafka, this was the time for the Malach to say Shira. That of all the days in the history of humanity, this was the day for this Malach to say Shira. So in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael and Parshas VeYishlach, he quotes in the name of a Chacham Echad that every Malach says Shira when it did its tafkid, when it fulfilled the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sarash Alesav is Yetzer Hara. His tafkid is to try to get people away from Avodas Hashem. But the true tafkid of the Yetzer Hara is that a person shouldn't listen to him. We've given the mashal in the past. What's that team that plays against the Harlem Globetrotters? The Washington Generals, right? Their job is to make it look like they're putting up a fight, but to lose. If they win, all the kids go home crying. Mm-hmm. The whole point is that they're supposed to put up a fight and give the impression of a fight and to lose. That's the tafkid of the Yetzer Hara. So this Malach was dafka sent for this tafkid. This symbolizes what his purpose is. The Yetzer Hara's purpose is to look like he's trying to prevent you from doing mitzvos, but ultimately to lose, that you should be able to overcome him. So that was why it was dafka that day that he had to say Shira. And this is a riot to what Rav Chanan al Amrav says, that Malachim say Shira. Damar Rav Chanan al Amrav, Shalosh Kitos Shal Malach Yashareis Omros Shira B'chol Yom. There are three groups of Malach Yashareis that say Shira every day. Achas Omer is Kadosh. One says Kadosh. Yachas Omer is Kadosh. And another one says Kadosh. Yachas Omer is Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos. Right? That's why that phrase is such an important phrase. We're describing the way the Malachim sing Shira. And the third one says Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos. Every day there are three new groups of Malachim that are saying Shira. I had a great uncle once who told me that people often get the phrase wrong. They say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. It's Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos, because that's the way the Gemara breaks it down. There's only one opinion in the Gemara. We'll see there's another opinion in the Gemara, but that's what it sounds from this line of the Gemara, that the last phrase, Kadosh Hashem Tzvakos, is what goes together. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks on Rav Hananel, that who said that the Malchei Asharis are maskir the Shem Hashem even after one word, because the third Malach says Kadosh Hashem right away. He gets into the word Hashem right after the word Kadosh. But didn't we learn Chaviv and that in three ways the Jewish people are more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than even the Malachi Asharis? First of all, the Jewish people get to say Shira whenever it is that we're interested in saying Shira. But the Malachi Asharis only get to say Shira once a day, and some say even more rare than that. Varmila Pamachs B'Shabbos, Varmila Pamachs B'Chodesh, Varmila Pamachs B'Shana, Varmila Pamachs B'Shvua, Varmila Pamachs B'Yovel, Varmila Pamachs B'Ol. So it could be way less frequently than that. It could be that it's once a day, it could be that it's once a week, it could be that it's once a month, once a year, once a Shemitah cycle, once a Yovel, once in a lifetime. So Yisrael maskirin es Hashem achar shtei tevels. A second maila that Klal Yisrael has is that we say the Shem Hashem after just two words. Shenamar Shema Yisrael Hashem. Right away we say Hashem after two words, Shema Yisrael. Malachi Asharis said maskirin es Hashem el achar shalosh tevels. But the Malachi Asharis only gets to say the Shem Hashem after three words, Kiddush Siv, because the Pasuk says in Maisa Merkava, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, that it's after three Kadoshes that they first get to say the Shem Hashem. And the third Raya that Klal Yisrael is more Chaviv, Ve'in Malachi Asharis Om Shira Lamaila, At Shem Yisrael Lamata, that the Malachi Asharis don't get to say Shira Lamala until we say Shira Lamata. Shenemar, Beron Yachad Koch Ve'Boker, Vahadar Ve'Yariu Kol B'nei Elokim, that the Jewish people are Meshulim to Kochavim, so we say when it's Baran Yachad, when we sing together, Koch Veboker, the Jewish people, then Vayiriyu Kol B'nei Elokim, then the Malachim are going to be Maria Hashem. That's only after the Rina of Klal Yisrael. So bottom line is, though, you see in the Brisa that Klal Yisrael gets, that Malachim do not get to mention the Shem Hashem until they say three other words. So how could it be that there are three groups of Malachim, and that third group of Malachim says Kadosh Hashem. Sounds like they're saying the Shem Hashem after just one word. Ella achas omeres kadosh. V'yachas omeres kadosh kadosh. V'yachas omeres kadosh kadosh. Kadosh Hashem tzvakos. So no, the first two don't say the Shem Hashem at all. And the third one repeats what the first two said. So he actually does say three words before he says the Shem Hashem. Ask the Gemara, v'yika baruch. What about baruch kvod Hashem, Mimikomo. So don't you see that Malachim are saying Hashem after two words? So it's not L'chorei Maila that Klal Yisrael has over the Malachim. Malachim are also allowed to say Hashem's name after two words. It says, Baruch Ofanim Udamrile. No, the Baruch is said by a different level of Malach. That's called the Ofanim that say after just two words. We're saying that we're better than the Malachim, but the Ofanim are a higher level type of angel. The Ibayisema, given this Yav Rishus Yav, or the other possibility is, once they've already had Rishus to say Shem Hashem, they don't need to say another three words before saying Shem Hashem again. So they already had Kadosh, Kadosh, and Kadosh before they said the first Shem Hashem. They don't need three words again before saying a second Shem Hashem. So now back to the battle with Yaakov and the Malach. Vayasar el Malach vayuchal lo. So it's unclear who's talking to at different points in this conversation. So the Gemara is going to elaborate in each part. It's not clear who Vayuchal was. Did Yaakov become a sar to the Malach? And that's why the Pasuk says Vayasar, that it's Vayasar Yaakov to the Malach, and Vayuchal means that Yaakov defeated the Malach? Or maybe the Malach became a sar to Yaakov, and Vayasar that it's Vayasar al Yaakov the Malach, and Vayuchal means that the Malach defeated Yaakov. So, Shu Omer, when the pasuk goes on to say that Vayomer lo Yaakov Yemer Ot Shemcha Kimsol Kisarisa im Elohim, so Vayomer Yaakov Nasa Sal Malach. So then you see when the Malach said Kisarisa im Elohim v'manashim v'tuchal, that you've overpowered a Malach. So you see that Yaakov became in fact a sar to the Malach. So the pasuk goes on to say in Sefer Hosea when it describes this battle that Bacha vayischanen lo ein yodem mi bacha lemi, who cried to who? Kshuomer vayomer shalcheni, when it said when the pasuk says that the Malach said send me away, havayomer Malach bachal Yaakov, you see that the Malach was crying to Yaakov that Yaakov should send him away, because we know that the follow up to that request was lo ashalecha chakim birachtani, I'm not going to send you unless you bless me, and so it's obvious that the Malach was the one that was asking to be sent away. Kisarisim Elohim v'imanashim. So the word Elohim is a reference sometimes to a nasi. The word anashim generally means a very chash of a person. In the Siman Yisrael are called Elohim because they have smicha. Pasuk says ad Elohim yavol dvar shnehem, and a judge has to have smicha. So that's why the word Elohim sometimes refers to a nasi, because they have to have that initial smicha, the real smicha that was Ish Mipiyish from Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Rabba, Remez Ramaz Lo, the Malach was giving Yaakov a Remez for the future. Shasidim Shnei Sarim Latzeis Mimenu, Rosh Golish Abavel Nasi Sheber Yisrael, that two great Sarim are going to emerge from him, the Rosh Golish Abavel, that's Anashim, a very Chashva person, and the Nasi Sheber Yisrael, that's the Elohim, Mikan Ramaz Lo Golos, but that was also a Remez to the fact that there will be Golos. The fact that you need a Rosh Gola implies that there is a Gola, that there's going to be Golos. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring a number of drashos related to the dream of the Sarah Mashkim. The Sarah Mashkim's dream, the pasuk that we're going to be darshening is Bereshis Perek Mem Pasuk Yud, Ubagefen Shloshas Rigim Vihika Farachas Alsa Nitza Hivshilu Eshkloseha Anavim. So we describe different parts of the grapevine and what was growing on this grapevine. So of course Yosef interpreted this dream already, so we're giving additional layers of meaning, right? Yosef said the Shloshes Srigim are Shloshiyamim, so this is what led Yosef obviously the Gedula by interpreting this dream, and what caused the ultimate Golos of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim and the Geula that follows it. So this was a remez to the entire history of the Jewish people. That's why Chazal see fit to darshan this further. Meaning, even though that's what the Eitz Yosef points out, that even though Yosef interprets the dream, so we already know what everything over here means. No, but this dream is where it all began. This is how everything, the whole history of Klal Yisrael began to unfold. So there have to be deeper layers of meaning that refer specifically to Klal Yisrael and not just to the matzav of this particular Sarah Mashkin. So, Begefen Shlosha Sarigim, Amar Abchir Baraba, Amar Rav, the Gefen is a mashal to Klal Yisrael, the Shlosha Sarigim are Elu Shlosha Sarei Geim, the three people who are very important, Krovim Lamalchus, people who are very important Jews. Hayotzim Yisrael b'chol dover dar, that exists in every generation. Pa'amim sheshnayim kan v'echad v'eretz Yisrael. Sometimes we'll have two in Babel, one in Eretz Yisrael. Pa'am sheshnayim v'eretz Yisrael v'echad v'kan. Sometimes it's reverse. Yehiv Rabbanan Einayu, b'Rabbanan Ukva, b'Rabbanan Nechemya, b'nei Barte Derav. So the Rabbanan, they knew exactly who it was in their generation, that it was the two grandsons of Rav, who were the two that were in Babel, were Rabbanan Ukva and Rabbanan Nechemya. Rava Amar Elu Shlosha Sarei Goyim, that is Shamlamdim Zuchus Al Yisrael B'chol Dover Dar. No, these are the special malachim of the Umos HaOlam that are Malamid Zuchus in Shamayim for the Jewish people in every generation. That Sarigim is a Nutrikin of Sarei Goyim. That's what it's a reference to. And they're the ones that are Malamid Zuchus for Klal Yisrael. Tanya Rav Lozer Amar Gefen Ze HaOlam. The Gefen is the world. Shlosha Sarigim Ze Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Shlosha Sarigim are the Avos. V'ikav Harachas Olsa Nitza Elu Imahus. That's a reference to the Dalet Imahus. The Nitz is not as chashuv as the Sarig because they're harder branches. So the Nitz is Merami's Rashi says on the Imahus. Hivshilu Eshkoloseh Anavim Elu Ashvatim. And the Eshkolos of Anavim, that's a reference to the Shvatim. Amal Rabbi Shuv, Chi Marin Lola Adam Ma Shahaya, Valoein Marin Lola Adam Elama Sha'asid Lios. Are dreams about what already happened in history? No, dreams are about the future. I mean, the whole point is that it's a piece of nevuah that you have in a dream. Yes, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos that Ein Marin Lo B'Chalom El Mashihir B'Liba B'Yom, that a person only sees in a dream what he's already been thinking about. So Pashtus is two different kinds of dreams. There are dreams that are just, you know, whatever's been going on in your head, and you see a lot of, that's why people say, many poskim say, that nowadays you don't bother with doing a Tavas Chalom or a Tainus Chalom, you have a very scary dream, because you live in a very scary world, and you have access to all of it. It used to be, scary things happened all over the world, but you live in your Dalet Amos, you didn't know about it. But now you see every terrible thing that happens in all the world, so we see all these horrible, gruesome images in our minds, so of course we're going to have terrible dreams. So we better off ignoring it. It's only if it keeps on repeating itself over and over and over again, only then does a person do a tavas chalom or something of that nature. But so that's the Pashup Shat Marsha over says, no, it's not two separate types of dreams. That Mirhure Libo is like a hint to what you've been thinking about is like the topic, but what's going to be about that topic, that's the nevuah part. So the dream is only about the future, even though it's based in Hirhure Libo, even though it begins with that which you've been thinking about. Ella Geffen's a Torah. But anyway, the Gemara says, there must be, it can't be referring to the Avos. The Avos were already. So it must be Geffen's a Torah. The Geffen is referenced to Torah. What are the Shlosha Srigim that emerge from Torah? Shlosha Srigim Eile Moshe Aaron Miriam. The Iko Parachas Olsenitza Eile Sanhedrin. And that refers to the Parachas Olsenitza Sanhedrin. Hivshilu Eshko Salanavim Eile Tzadikim Shebechal Dovredar. That's the Tzadikim in each and every generation. So that first generation of Balei Torah, with the leadership of that generation, was Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So they're at the very first level. If the Geffen represents Torah, the very first level are those who actually were there to Moshe Rabbeinu, brought us the Torah from Kadosh Baruch Hu, but those three were the ones who taught us how to implement the Torah in our daily lives. Amram Gamliel, Adayin Shrichim Anul Modayram. Gamliel says, we can't close this conversation until we hear from Rabbi Lazar HaModayi. He's the best at Agarata. Demokum Leikule B'chad Makum, because he knows how to say that all of these all of the things that are symbolized in this dream are all about one location. Reb Lazar Madai Yomer, Geffen ze Yerushalayim. Shlosh Esrigim ze Mikdash Melech v'Kohen Gadol. It's the base of Mikdash, the king, and the Kohen Gadol. V'Iko Parachas Olsenitza Elu Pirchei Kohuna. That's the reference to the Pirchei Kohuna that serve in the Mikdash. Hivshilu Eshkosa Anavim Elu Nesachim. Those are the Nesachim that are brought in the Mikdash. So it's not just that it's about Chad Makom, but it's about which Chad Makom that it is. That this is about the holiest place in the world. Reb Shimon Levi Mukul Matanos, that Rabbi Levi says that this pasuk is talking about the matanos Hashem gives to Klal Yisrael. Damar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Geffen Zutora, Shlosh Asrigim, Zebe'er, Amud Anan, Uman. The Shlosh Asrigim are the three great gifts that kept us going in the Midbar, the Be'er Mayim, the Amuranan, and the Man. V'ikav Farachas Al-Sanitza, Elu HaBikurim. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings Klal Yisrael into a land that has beautiful fruits, where we get to bring bikurim when those fruits finally ripen. And that's a reference to the Nesachim. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar, Geffen Elu Yisrael. V'cheinu Omer, Geffen Mimitzrayim Tasiyah. That Geffen is a reference to the Jewish people. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Geffen Mimitzrayim Tasiyah, that this is Hashem has taken Klal Yisrael, has uprooted Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael. And we've been able to be megarish, the Shiva Umos that were in Eretz Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu put Klal Yisrael there instead. Shlosha Sarigim, Elu Shlosha Regalim, Sheyisrael Olin Ben B'chol Shana V'shana. The Shlosha Sarigim is a reference to the Shlosh Regalim, when we are Ola to Eretz Yisrael every year. V'iko Faracha, Sol Sanitza, Higiyaz Man Shal Yisrael, Lifros V'lirbos. The time for Klal Yisrael to multiply had come. V'cheinu Omer, and that's what the Pasuk says in Shemos, V'nei Yisrael Paru V'yirshus, Vayishrutu, also nitsa Yirzman Shal Yisrael Ligael. Also nitsa means it came time for Klal Yisrael to experience Geula. Nitsa is a lashon of Netzach, because sometimes the Aleph and the Ches and the Hey and the Ayin are all interchangeable for each other. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Al Tikri Bahala Ela Bachala. The Gemara Maseches Yuma says Hadara el Chadara, right? So Nitzah is a lashon of Netzach. So Netzach is a reference to the Geula, which is the Nitzchon Shel Adam, the ultimate success of Klal Yisrael. So the time for Klal Yisrael to be to experience this Netzach. V'cheinu Omer the Yaz Nitzcham al Begadai v'chol Mabushay Galti. That the Netzach of Yisrael is referring to the Dam, to Hakazas Dam. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, why am I Begadim red? Because it's the blood that came from the Rishayim that reddened my clothing. Hivshilu Eshkolosah Navi Migiz Manash LeMitzrayim Lishtos Kos HaTarela. That it came time for Mitzrayim to receive what they deserved. Why is it that in the Chalom of the Sarah Mashkim the word kos appears three times, right? It says the kos paro biadi and v'eschatosam el kos paro v'teves a kos al kaf paro. So why three? One that Paro had to suffer, that Mitzrayim had to suffer in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu when they suffered the Eser Makos. A second one in Yirmiyahu Perek Mem Zayin when Nebuchadnezzar destroys Mitzrayim. And one that's going to be Lasad Lava when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes all of the various umos that did terrible things to Klal Yisrael. The Medrash tells us in the Alkut Shemoni and Tehillim that Rabbi Yudan, Rabbi Chamer, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yitzchak Amru, that Lasa Lava Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say to Paro, "No, time to drink your kos, time to have your punishment." And he's going to say, "Ribono Shalom, Kavar Shasisi Kosi Bolam Azeh." What do you mean? What was the Eser Makos about if I didn't have my punishment? I thought I already had it. So he said, "Nah, that was just a drop in the bucket. That's just a drop in the bucket. But you deserve a lot more, and that's going to happen." La Asadava. So the Gemara in the beginning of Sechas Avodah Zarah describes how La Asadava, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to call out all the Yomus Olam, and they're each going to face their judgment. When Rav would explain these psukim about the dream of the Sarah Mashkim, he darshan like you, like Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba did. Amr b'shem alakish umazu kegefen nimshla. The Jewish people are like a gefen. Zmoru shaba elu balebatim. The branches on the gefen are the balebatim in Klal Yisrael. The eshkolo shaba elu tamid chamim. The eshkolos are a reference to tamid chamim. That we know. We've seen that elsewhere. The Gemara in the end of Masechta Sota tells us that Mishemes Yossi ben Yehuda Ish Sreda v'Yossi ben Yehuda Ish Yerushalayim batlu ha'eshkolos. So the Gemara said, my eshkolos, Ish Shahakol Bo, one who has everything, one who has Torah in a very pure sense, all of Torah in a very pure sense. So Eshkolos is a reference to Talmidei Chacham. We take it to mean Ish Shahakol Bo, not just Torah, but that they're very capable Jews. Jews who are able to do all that, we call them Ish HaEshkolos, the person who knows all different areas of Yiddishkeit. I was just at a Levaya last Friday, and my sister-in-law's grandmother passed away, and like two rows behind them, and my wife's grandparents are buried there. So I showed my nephew that his great-grandfather's Matseva read Malamed, Shochet, Bodek, a guy who could do everything. He was a Jew. He did everything like a Jew. That's an Isha Eshkolos. That's what we refer to in Isha Eshkolos. So Alun Shabbat Elu Amei Aretz. The Alun Shabbat are a reference to the Amei Aretz. The leaves are the Amei Aretz. That in general we refer to the leaves as not the fruits, right? That's what the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah. The Allahu Lo Yibol, that the Talmud Chacham's Sichas Chulin if the Talmud Chacham is the tree, his Sichas Chulin are the leaves. Why? Because they're empty from Torah. Now, obviously, if you have a fruit tree and it only has leaves, doesn't have fruit, you're missing the whole point. Rav Shachter once mentioned to me in a private conversation that there was a book that came out. I think he was okay with sharing it. There was a book that came out of things that Rav Soloveitchik said, but just took away all of the Torah. Like everything he said in Shir that wasn't Torah. So he said that's like ridiculous. You try to get a picture of Rav Soloveitchik without the Torah, you're missing the whole ikur. The whole point was the Torah. If you cut him open, it was his Torah that came out. That was, so the leaves are like that which is empty of Torah. So when the Geffen represents all of Klal Yisrael, the leaves are those who don't have Torah. That's a reference to the Amei Aretz. So Kanokanel Shaba, these small branches on the small leaves rather, that don't even do anything, don't even protect anything, Elirei Kanel Shabi Sol, those are the empty ones of Klal Yisrael. Right, I should mention, Rashi points out that the Amei Aretz serve a very important purpose, because they're the ones that are Chorish and Zoreya and Kotzer in order for the Talmid Chachamim to be Nana from it. So they sort of protect the Talmid Chachamim by allowing them to be able to have time to learn. Okay, a Raya to Rashi Malakish that Klal Yisrael requires Amei Aretz, the Eshkolos have to daven for the Alim, meaning the Talmidei Chacham have to daven for the Amei Aretz. Because without the leaves, the Talmidei Chachamim don't exist. So you got to daven for the Amei Aretz that they should be matzliach, because without them, the Talmidei Chachamim are not going to be successful. In the Gvura Sari, the Shagasari writes, and we're not talking about an Amei Aretz that is spoken about in Pesachim Daf Mem Tesam Beis. Right over there, the Gemara talks about terrible things in the Amei Aretz. Don't travel alone with the Amei Aretz. He's that you should rip him open and destroy him. You shouldn't pull him out of a bar, and you should never marry off your daughter, like all sorts of things about Amei Aretz, about how terrible they are and how they're out to kill you, and you should daven that they should die, you know, all sorts of horrible things. So it must be there are different types of Amei Aretz. There are Amei Aretz that just aren't that knowledgeable in Torah, but then there are Amei Aretz that are really evil, that are these terrible people. So we're talking about, says Gvura Sari, we're obviously talking about the kind of Amei Aretz that that is just not that knowledgeable, and therefore is able to through his work, is able to support the Talmidei Chachamim. Rav Zilberstein Chashuk Echemet has a shaila. Someone asked, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, when it comes Yom Kippur, Ni'ilah, the shuls are packed with people. People who don't observe anything, don't keep anything. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. A Jew knows when Yom Kippur is. The shuls are absolutely packed with people, and all the people who don't who aren't observant know that when they hear that shofar blast, that's when it's time to leave. So someone had an idea. Why not hold off on blowing the shofar until after Maariv? Right? And that way, you'll get them to all daven Maariv. You keep them a little longer. They'll get some Yehesh Mei Rabbis, they'll get some. So Rav Zilberstein was very opposed to this idea. He said, first of all, you're forgetting about the fact that there is a Canaan and there are weak people, and people who technically would even be allowed to have a drink before Maariv, and who are just waiting. He said, second of all, you don't play games like that. You have to respect people. So you're going to go and trick people like this? He said, the Amei Aretz, we need to be on the same team as them. We need to daven for them. We need to respect them and hope that they be makari of them with love, not to be makari of them by trying to trick them and trying to. So he quotes this Gemara. Okay, so once Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba darshan's pasuk with Gevin Shloshos Rigim about Yitzias Mitzrayim. So another drosh about Yitzias Mitzrayim. The pasuk in Sefer Hosea ve'ekreho li b'chamisha asur kasef ve'ekreho is the lashon of mechira that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara is about to say. That Kodesh Baruch Hu purchased Klal Yisrael with Chamisha Asakasif, and the pasuk goes on to say, and Chomer Sa'orim and Lesach Sa'orim. The pasuk was talking about that the Dvar Hashem came to the Navi Hosea that he should take an Isha that is a Mina Efes, and the mashal is that it's a tocha to Klal Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves them even when they're in Galus, like a person loves his Pilagesh, that's not a Baal Va'or Shalem, that's not really married to them, and nevertheless they are no egg like an Isha Mina Efes, that they turn away from Kodesh Baruch Hu and they do Avodah Zarah. So anyway, but we're talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu's relationship to Klal Yisrael, that Kodesh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael with Chamisha Asar Kesef, a Chomer Sa'orim, and a Lesach Sa'orim. So what's the symbolism of that? We get what the symbolism of the Isha is. So I'm Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Shimon, Yad Tzadik. Ein Kira, El Lashon Mechira. Kira is a Lashon Mechira. Shneemar, because when Yosef tells Paro after Yaakov Avinu dies, that I have to bury him, Bekivri Asher Karisi Li. What's Karisi Li? That Yaakov didn't dig the kever. No, he bought the kever from Esav. But Chamisha Aser, Ze Chamisha Aser B'Nisan, Shebo Nigalu Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Chamisha Aser means on the 15th day of Nisan when the Gula Mitzrayim happened. Kesef Elu Tzadikim. Kesef are the Tzadikim. V'cheinu Omer, Tzrar Kesef Lakach V'yadu. Tzadikim are called Kesef. In the Pasuk in Mishlei, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Memes Tzadikim and takes them to him. Who are the Tzadikim that Klal Yisrael was Nigal on account of? That's the Chomer Sa'orim V'lesech Sa'orim. That a Chomer is 30 Se'in, a Lesech is 15 Se'in. So altogether there are 45, they're the number 45 should be meaningful. Elu arba'im v'chamisha tzadikim sholem eskayim behem. These are the 45 tzadikim that the world exists on account of. Ve'in yodeh m'shloshim kan v'chamisha asa beretz yisrael v'm'shloshim beretz yisrael v'chamisha asa kan. But it's broken down into 30 and 15. So you see that there are 30 in one place, 15 in another. So we're not sure whether it's 15 in Bavel and 30 in Eretz Yisrael or vice versa. Similar to what we had before with the three, right? We said that there were there are shlosha sarei geyim, we said before, when some, we're not sure if there are two in Eretz Yisrael, or sometimes there are two in Eretz Yisrael, one in Bavel, sometimes vice versa. Kishu omer bechla shloshim kesef ha-shlicho so beis Hashem el yotzer, when it says that these shloshim kesef are shlosha tzadikim, and the beis Hashem is Eretz Yisrael, where the yotzer is, where it's the yotzer of the beis HaMikdash, ha-viyomer shloshim Eretz Yisrael v'chamish asar kan. Ah, so we've been able to resolve this, that there are 30 in Eretz Yisrael and 15 in Bavel. Amar Abai v'rubayhu mishtachi beknishtu tusia afta. Most of them are in a shul in a basement somewhere. They're in like some little shtiebel somewhere, not in the makom l'chubad. And these are the tzaddikim on whose account the entire world runs. V'ahenu d'chsiv, and that's what the pasuk says in the Nevuah of Zechariah, v'omra aleim im tov beinechem havu schari v'im lo chadalu v'yishkalu eschari shloshim kesef. That Kosh Baruch tells the Umos Ha'olam to give back the schar, the tzaddikim from the Jewish people, that in their zechus they received the schar that they shepherded Klal Yisrael, and they owe back those shloshim kesef. Rabbi Yehuda Omer elu shloshim tzaddikei Umos Ha'olam, shu Umos Ha'olam eskayim malim. No, not a reference to tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. This is a reference to tzaddikei Umos Ha'olam, that the Umos Ha'olam survive on account of their own tzaddikim. Ula Amar elu shloshim mitzvah shekibla aleim b'nei Noach. This is a reference to the 30 mitzvahs that Bnei Noach were Makabel. Rashi writes, the Lonis Parshu, we don't know what these 30 mitzvos are. L'chara, this is against the Brisa Masech Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav, that Bnei Noach are Nitzdave, much more famously on Sheva mitzvos, not 30 mitzvos. But the Ramami Panu writes that the mitzvos of Bnei Noach are included are 7, but in the Pratim of those 7 are 30. And he goes through, he actually goes through the list. All the different mitzvos that are included in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach. So these are the Ein Mekayim in Ela Shlosha, and they only are Mekayim 3 out of the 30. Number one, that their Mekayim is She'ein Kosvin Ksuba L'Zacharim, that even though they're Nechshar Mishkav Zachar, so they engage in homosexual relationships, but at least they don't write a Ksuba for it, at least they don't make marriage out of it. So that's one thing that the Umos Olam still keep, the Gemara says. In the times of the Gemara, they still kept it. V'achas She'ein Shoklin Basar Ameis B'Makulin. Another, that they don't sell in the market for human flesh to eat. Even though they're cannibals, at least you can't go into your local ShopRite and buy yourself human flesh. At least they do it b'tzina. V'achas Shemechabdin Asa Torah. And third, that they at least respect the Torah, that they have kavod for the Torah. Okay, V'ein Anoigbov. Now we're back to the Halacha. So the Mishnah had said that the Yisra of Gira Nasha does not apply to a bird, because a bird doesn't have a kaf yarech. So v'kachazim dislate. What do you mean? Sure, it does. A bird has an area on of its body where you could identify that it would be the area of the Giranasha. Yet isle v'lo agil, it has that area, but it's not rounded, and therefore it's not called a kaf yarech. Kaf implies that it is a rounded socket. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, isle l'of v'agil, isle l'behema v'lo agil. My, what would be the halacha if a behema had one that was not rounded, or a bird had one that was rounded? Basa didei azinan, do we follow that particular behema on its own, that particular oaf on its own, and therefore the oaf that has more of a rounded kaf yarech would taka have an issur of gidan asha, and a behema that does not would not? Oh, basa minei azinan, or do we just look at the general min? So the Gemara leaves this teku. The Gemara leaves this this question also without a resolution, that it's a teku. The Ramban in our sugya asks from the Gemara Menachos. Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin tells us that a lefty puts on tefillin on his right hand, because that's the small, which is the small kol adam. So meaning he puts a lefty would put on would put on tefillin biad yamino. So you see that you follow this person himself. You don't follow humanity. Humanity in general would put the tefillin on their left hand. So by the behema and by the oaf also, we should follow what it is, meaning not the entire min. Why is this a teku? Asked Ramban. It's a ferish gemara m'sechs benachos when it comes to tefillin. It's a kasha v'rishon. The Ramban asks this kasha. So Ramban says, says two tirutzim. First of all, he says, no, that's an exception. By tefillin, it's an exception. It's exeris hakasav. The pasuk says yadcha with a hey, and we darshin yad keha, that it's the weak hand. Alternatively, the Ramban says that really we follow what you are. But Giranash is an exception because there's reason to assume that you would follow Dafka, the min, and not what the person, not what that particular animal is, because the Giranasha became usher on account of the battle with Yaakov Avinu. So just like Yaakov Umino has a kaf and it's ugul, so too anything that's min has a kaf that is ugul would be included. But really, normally it should have been more personal. But dafka by Giranasha, it's the exception. So these are the two terutzim of the Ramban. Which one is the exception to the rule and which one is the rule? Ramban writes, that's why you have machlokas amongst the Rishonim about chalitza. The halacha is chalitza is done b'yamin. We learn regal mi mitzorah, that just like mitzorah is b'yamin, chalitza is b'yamin. What if the yavam is a lefty? So some say that your chalitz b'smola, which is yamin kol adam, because you follow him, and some say no, you'd still do on the right, because yad keya. But so says Ramban, that's exactly this machlokas. What's the exception and what's the rule? And then you'll know in areas that are not tefillin and that are not giranasha, what you should follow. Others suggest that maybe someone who's a lefty can't even do giranasha, meaning can't even do chalitza, like can't do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. They don't have a right hand, so maybe they can't do it. That's a third possibility. Okay, says Gemara further now. Benoi b'shlil, and this is noeg by a shlil as well. So then we said in Chalbo Mutter. Amr Shmuel, what does that mean? We had a machlokas in the Mishnah whether Giranush is noeg on a shlil, that Tanakama said yes, Rabita said no, and then it just says Chalbo Mutter. So Amr Shmuel, Chalbo Mutter, Devera Kol. Chalbo Mutter, that's everybody. That Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, that's not a machlokas. Says Chalbo Demai, what chalav are you talking about? Ilim and the shlil, if you're talking about the chalav of the shlil, Vamifa Pligi Bay, don't tell me that's not a machlokas. That's absolutely a machlokas. Titania, we have a braisa. Noeg b'shlil, v'chelbo aser, divra meir. Rabbi Yudomar, ein noeg b'shlil, v'chelbo mutter. V'am Rab Lazar, Rab Shaya, machlokas, ben tisha chai, v'alach Rabbi Meir, l'shitasov, Rabbi Yudomar, l'shitasov. Each one is going l'shitasov, back in the Mishnah, daf ayin dal Raman Aleph, where we had a machlokas, when you have an Uber that's ben tisha chadashim, that's found alive after the mother was shechted, a machlokas, that Rabbi Meir says, that since it's already kalal chadashav, it's not included in the parsha of Ben Pakua, and it requires its own shechita. And so, since it requires its own shechita, it's its own animal, it's its own entity. So you have the Yisr of Chelev and the Yisr of Gid. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's still included in Ben Pakua, and therefore it's not its own entity. So you don't have the Yisr of Chelev and Yisr of Gid. But the machlokas about Chelev applies also. So Ella Chelbo de Gid. So it must be that the Chelev that we're talking about is the Chelev of the Gid that's over the Gid Anasha. So everyone agreed that the showman is Mutar Ba'achila. I am Miflik Pligibah, but that's also machlokas. You dig after the Giranasha and pull it out from wherever it is. And you need to cut out wherever the showman of the Gid reaches. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you just even it out. You cut the Gid and the showman that's on it right where it's visible, and you just make an even cut. So according to Rameir, the showman of the Gid is Asir. So how can Shmuel say that it's Mutter according to everyone? Says Marli Yolam, Chalbo de Gid. No, we are talking about the Chalbo de Gid. Umode Shmuel de le Rabbi Meir midrabanan Asr. Yeah, it's Asr according to Rabbi Meir, but only midrabanan. So midrabanan, you would have to cut it all out. The Brisa, it says that according to Rabbi Meir, you have to cut it meyikaro, it's talking about midrabanan, not midaraisa. And the Raya, that according to Rabbi Meir, it's mutter min haTorah, detanya. We have a Brisa, the Shamno mutter, the Yisrael Kedoshim nagubo Isr. That it's really mutter, but Yisrael Kedoshim are knowing Isr. My love, Rabbi Meir. Don't we assume that this is going like Rabbi Meir, who says that Bnei Yisrael are knowing Yisr on the Shomen Agid, and the Amar Mutmer Torah Vasa Midrabanan, and Rabbi Meir says that it's Mutmer Torah Vasa Midrabanan. Says Rabbi Mimai, how do you know that the Brisa that says he saw Nagu Bo Yisrael and Shomer Nagid is Rameir? Dilma Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you got to pull it all out. Avla Rameir, Midarai Sinami Asir. But Rameir would say that it's also Asir, and the Kasha is on Shmuel. How can he say that everyone agrees that the Chel of the Gid is Mutmina Torah? According to Rameir, maybe it's Asir Mina Torah. So Lo Sal Kadai Tech. Can't be. Titania, Gid Anasha Mechatit Achrav Bechol Makom Shehu, Vishamno Mutter. Man Shamad Dai Disle Chatita. Who's the one that says that you have to cut out in the deep into the meat? Rameir, that's Rameir. Vika Amar, Shamno Mutter. And yet it still says that the Shaman is going to be Mutter. So the Chorot says steer in the Brises, because the Brisa that we brought says, Rameir says the Shaman is Mutter. The Brisa that's quoted previously says that according to Rameir, you have to cut out the Shaman Meikaro. So in order to be Miyashiv the steer, you have to say that the Brisa previously was talking about Midrabanan. Midrabanan, you have to cut out all of the Shuman Meikaro, because you saw the Kadosh. But the Brice over here is talking about on a Daraisa level. Minatora, Rameir would hold that the Shuman is Mutter. So you see that the Brice that says the Shuman Shulgid is Mutter, you saw Kedoshim, Nagubah and Isser, that is Rameir. But Rabbi Yehuda would say, even Midrabanan it's Mutter. So now it's not a Kasha and Shmuel, that everyone agrees that Minatora it's Mutter. The only Machlokas is on a Drabanan level, did Drabanan make it Asir? Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel.